and welcome to this AAT podcast. This is Amanda Carlisle, and we're going to be looking at, in the next 10 minutes or so, communication, the essential skills. The objectives of this podcast, we're going to be looking at four key areas. What do we mean by communication? Number two, what are the key challenges? Number three, the essential rules. And number four, probably what you're all interested in, the essential top tips for communicating clearly. So back to the first one then. What do we mean by communication? Let's define it. Let you define it. What do you mean by communication? Is it to be understood? Is it to give a message with clarity? Or is it to be listened to and acknowledge? And is it something that we do face to face? Or is communication in this day and age something that we do electronically? Now, different people will probably say and define communication in different ways. And this is part of the challenge. And for the purposes of this podcast, the definition that we're going to use of communication is to get the outcome or response you need from the other person. So number two, what are some of the key challenges that you may have in your everyday working life or perhaps your personal life? From being a lecturer for the last 10 years, my students have said to me that the key challenges are, number one, people don't really seem to take an interest. And we know that in finance, this can be a key challenge. How do we make finance as interesting and as sexy to other people in the organisation and even to our clients? So people don't seem to be interested. Second key challenge is we as finance professionals may really understand what needs to be said or what needs to be actioned from the financial information that's available to us, but other people don't get it for whatever reason. They can't see it. They can't understand it. They don't feel that those key financial messages are as important as what you know them to be. Number three, another big challenge for finance professionals is that in those meetings, do people really appear to be listening and acknowledging and really hearing what those key financial messages are? So people don't listen. And of course, another key challenge is people have their own agendas. People come into conversation and come into meetings and write emails with the intention of getting what they need from the situation. So right now, we know that the challenge is huge. And if you look at most changes and objectives within organisations, there's a huge communication challenge to enabling people to deliver those results. So the tip, our first tip, is that the other person will probably need to see or hear something very different to you to really want to be interested, to really want to get it, and to really want to listen. And you know that in most circumstances, you will probably communicate to other people in the way that you want to be communicated to. So maybe this is going to introduce a whole new approach for you to find out what the other person needs to hear or see to be convinced and to be interested and to want to ask all the questions that you would like them to ask. So let's move on to some essential rules to get the outcome and the response that you want from other people. What are these essential rules? I'm going to talk about four rules here, and I think that these are the most important ones to consider. Number one, the meaning of communication is the response you get from the other person. And quite simply, if you're communicating to somebody else and you don't see and hear them responding in an interested and enthusiastic way, we don't repeat that communication. We have to do something different. Because logic tells us if we want a different response, then we have to give a different action. And this gives us a great sense of control. Because what we're saying in these situations is that if we can change the way that we communicate to the other person to change their response to what they're saying, we can, in effect, be more in control of the communication. So number two, the person who will take control of any communication or situation is the person with the most behavioral flexibility. The third essential rule is, and you probably know this already, I'm sure, is that people like people that exhibit or show that they are actually like themselves. And this is where we need to connect and build links and bridges with people to show that we are on their same wavelength. So the third essential rule is we have to show either consciously or subconsciously, that we are like them. We are talking their language. We see it from their perspective. And the fourth essential rule is, and this is probably true of everyone, is that we like to have those feelings of being important, of being acknowledged and being significant. So in these essential rules of communication, we have to find a way of enabling the other person in a very genuine way to feel important and acknowledged. So how do we know? How do we find out what other people like, what's important to them, and what they need to see and hear to know that something is exciting and significant and interested? And it's very, very simple. We ask them the question. We just ask them a series of questions. So the fourth area in this podcast was to look at some essential top tips. Let's move on to those now. And I'm going to cover five in this podcast. The first top tip when entering into any sort of communication, the essential top tip is number one, what is the outcome that you want? Is it an outcome where you want them to make a decision or to show interest or to make an action? And what does that look like? And what words do we need to hear from them to know that they're going to be committed to do what it is that you need? So number one, we need to know and clarify the outcome. And if you can write it down what the outcome is, that will help you crystallize your thoughts. Number two is to let the other person do the majority of the talking. Very confident people who are confident communicators feel relaxed with saying very little. And how they use conversations is to enable the other person to do most of the talking. Because when they are talking, this enables you to relax and to think through what you're going to ask them next. And this brings me on to the third top tip. Ask lots of questions. And the questions are your lever and your mechanism to get from the start of any communication to the end outcome that you've defined right at the very beginning before the communication started. So asking lots of questions. Questions about what the other person is really interested in. Number four is to show a genuine interest in that other person and to do it with sincerity and honesty and integrity. And my fifth top tip, essential top tip, is never ever criticize or complain to or about the other person. Because you know that if you personally receive criticism or a complaint about what you've done or what you've delivered, you know that the immediate human response is to close up and defend your position. And what we're trying to do in communication is open people up to your suggestions and your perspective of the world. So just to sum up, the top tips, can you remember them? Write them down if you can. The top tips, know your outcome, let the other person do most of the talking, ask lots of questions, take a genuine interest in the other person, and never criticise or complain. Okay, really to help you the most I can, you might be thinking, well, that's great. Those top tips make sense to me. So tell me, how do I go about being in control of a conversation? Number one, outcome clarification, which we've already spoken about. Number two is to build rapport, and rapport to enable the other person to feel relaxed in your company. To ask questions and do lots of listening. And the questions should be designed to enable the other person to come to the conclusion or the decision by themselves. So they feel in control that they have come to that decision by themselves. Next step is to repeat back what you've heard. And finally, to relate your outcome to what it is that's important or what they need. So those are some key steps there. Let's just focus in on one of those steps, which is rapport building. Rapport is about enabling people to gain the perception that you are like them on some level. And we know that in communication, a lot of it is done at a subconscious level. So let's just look at some key things to be aware of when you're building rapport. Three things. Number one is the tone of your voice, your body language, and your words that you're going to use. And body language is a very useful tool. When we're in essential communication, we need to be masters at observing the other person, watching how they sit, how they stand, how they hold their body. And what we're aiming to do is to match and to mirror their body language and how they sound as well in that tone of voice. The other thing that we can match and mirror back to the other person is also the words that they use. And you know, in finance, there's lots of terminology and lots of jargon. And probably in your practice or in your organisation, it's got acronyms and abbreviations and special terminology. Again, this is important to match and mirror. And if the other person has a particular interest and uses a particular set of words, that's something else that we can match and bring back to them. Why is this important? Because in essential communication, if you want to get that response that you are aiming to get from the other person, that person is more likely to do this if they trust you. So in matching and mirroring those words, we're effectively paraphrasing back to them their own words, and they see and hear that coming from your lips. It shows that you are like them. It also shows that you have listened, that you have understood, and you are actually talking their language. And this is interesting, isn't it? Because if we can do that, that's exactly what we're needing to know that our communication has been really effective. We want other people to show that they understand, that they listen, that they are in a way like you, and that they are on the same wavelength as you. And this brings us full circle back to the podcast objectives. What do we mean by communication? Number two, what are the key challenges? Number three, the essential rules. And number four, some essential top tips. Thank you for listening. This has been Amanda Carlisle for the AAT.